USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal grand jury on Wednesday brought a charge against Amplify Energy Corporation, the Texas-based oil company that owns and operates the pipeline that leaked 25,000 gallons of crude oil onto the shores of Southern California in October. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer.
The company should not be responsible for leading its own investigation with respect to the hundreds of millions of dollars of devastation that it did to our environment and our economy.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin changed his plea to guilty on Wednesday to two federal civil rights charges, including the use of excessive force against George Floyd last year. At a White House press briefing Wednesday, Dr. Fauci said COVID-19 vaccines do not currently need to be changed to target the new Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With inflation running higher than it has in decades, some lawmakers are saying more massive government spending is probably not the right response at this time. Let's get an update with President Biden's massive social spending bill, the Build Back Better plan.
Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation. The Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to get Trump, West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrissey on Newsmax last night says Americans should be concerned that the committee is tearing at the very fabric of the Constitution.
I liken the executive privilege argument to what people rely on every day. Let's say you want to use an attorney. There's attorney-client privilege because you want to have confidential conversations with someone to get the best possible counsel, not reveal everything to the entire world. A president should have a similar opportunity to get the counsel that he needs. And I think that's where a lot of the American people are looking at what's going on and say, a president does deserve to have some meaningful executive privilege that allows him to do his job the right way. And when you start to see a commission that's voting 9-0 on everything, you start to wonder, is this really an independent, meaningful investigation, or is it just jury-rigged from the very beginning?
Right.
That's what worries me. When I think of investigations as an attorney general, I think about how to get to the right result, get the facts out there for the American people. I don't think of how I just put up 909090. This doesn't look like a fair process.
The 17th flight of NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter earlier this month pushed the total flight time past the 30-minute mark. Along with the flight time, the trailblazing helicopter on Mars has traveled over a distance of 2.2 miles, and the craft remains in excellent condition. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.